Welcome to Listen to Older Voices, a program produced for Wesley Mission Victoria and broadcast through the Toorak Times. It's always a pleasure to bring you, through their stories, the life and times of older people in our community. All very interesting, all very different, and all very entertaining. This is a special Baby Boomers edition. This is the fourth and final part of an amazing story of an amazing man, baby boomer Frank Howson. Frank literally bleeds artistic endeavours. If you missed previous programs, you missed the stories of how Frank gained a recording contract through the efforts of the legendary Stan the Man Rofe. How he became a successful performer in major live theatre and how he came to produce and direct live shows and films. And how all of his endeavours, his many successful endeavours, have led him to currently being responsible for writing the runaway live musical Dream Lover, the Bobby Darin musical, which stars David Campbell. This week we learn how this project came about and includes Frank's first-hand experiences with Bobby Darin's family members. The show was a raging success in Sydney, and Frank lets us know what's happening to allow this show to come to Melbourne. Frank takes time out from going through his amazing career to also share his thoughts and feelings on a range of issues, including his concern over what is being done to our environment. We pick up now with Frank talking about the standing ovations his Bobby Darin production received.
We had standing room only audiences for the whole 10 weeks of its run, and every performance, even the previews, ended with a standing ovation.
So it's to ask an obvious question on behalf of those listening, what you've done is scripted a story around his music, have you?
About his life.
His life.
His whole
and
story.
And how much of the music that he wrote play a part?
Well, we're in doubt. I mean, he recorded other people's songs, obviously, like
true.
Mac the Knife,
that's true,
and,
yes.
You know, Beyond the Sea. Bobby Darin himself was a brilliant songwriter.
Mm.
You know, he wrote things like Walk in the Park, things, Dream Lover.
He worked in the Brill Building for a while, didn't he? Was he one of the Brill writers?
No, I don't think
no?
he did.
Okay.
I don't think he did.
It's just his style reminds me so much of that whole period.
I think that was imbued in his subconscious. Mm. But he wrote many hits for other people. I'll Be There, which Jerry and the Pacemakers had a top three hit with. And even Elvis recorded. But many, many, many great songs. And he was first to discover Tim Harton. He recorded If I Were a Carpenter, and Bobby Darin had the first number one hit with that. But his life is fascinating. It's, you know, stuff you couldn't make up.
Right.
And when he was a little boy, he overheard that he got rheumatic fever. And this little boy hears the doctor say to his mother, "It'll be a miracle if this kid lives to 16.
Whoa.
Now, as Dodd Darin, Bobby's son, said, this can either take you two ways. You can either think, well, what's the use of trying? I'm going to be dead at 16.
Into a black hole, yeah.
He said, or you can be like my father, where you squeeze everything you can into every minute of your life. And he said, most people say that disease killed my father. He said, no, it made my father. And he was incredibly motivated and He, show business, the frustrating thing is that people, you know, you come up with something, they'll go, yes, let's do that next month, or let's do that next year, or let's do that 9 years. Bobby Darin would be in his face and go, no, I'm dying, we're doing it now. And he stretched his life out to 37 years, and he basically conquered everything.
Yeah.
And there's a quote by Neil Young, where Neil Young said, when I was growing up, he said, I idolised Bobby Darin. He said, but he drove me nuts. He said, it was like every couple of months he changed his style. He said, but now looking back, I realise he was a genius.
Yes, yes. So in the Sydney production, who were your main cast?
We had David Campbell, who gave one of the great performances. Caroline O'Connor, who's mm-hmm. been a star on Broadway in the West End, Bert Labonte, who's now starring in the Book of Mormon, Marnie McQueen, just an amazing bunch of people.
So,
amazing.
Okay, it went really well in Sydney. Now, being very parochial, I see Melbourne as in Australia as Melbourne is its hub of its art, of the arts world.
Yes.
Why is it not coming to Melbourne?
Well, the thing is that David Campbell proved to be so brilliant in the role that, you see, he signed to Channel 9, he does that morning show. So for it to come to Melbourne, the producers have to negotiate, which they've been doing, with Channel 9 to get him released for a period of time so we can do it in Melbourne. But I'm not allowed to say anything, okay. But I believe it's a Cutman.
Okay, so but discussions are being held?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes. It'll be here.
I hope so, because I suspect that Melbourne people would take to that like ducks to water.
And I'm telling you, I've seen people on Broadway, I've seen people in the West End. David Candy, I went up for the final performance, and I believe the cast loved the show so much, they were crying backstage because it was their last time to do it. They came out, they gave everything they had, and David Campbell gave everything he had and even more. And I'm telling you, I think it was probably the greatest performance I've ever seen on a stage.
Can I ask you a leading question? Are there any clips or anything up on YouTube?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, there should be.
So it'll be worth people just checking it out
there. Oh, yes. If you get in and put in a type in Dream Lover, David Campbell, it'll all come up.
Oh, well, there we go.
To call my own, I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, where are you? With a love oh so true and a hand that I can hold to feel you near when I grow old, because I want a girl to call.
Listen to Older Voices, promoting positive aging.
I'm Rob Greaves, and I'm talking with Frank Howson about his latest project, Dream Lover, the Bobby Darin musical. And Frank had both the original concept and was the writer for this production. Frank, our generation, the baby boomers, it's been a generation that has both sat on its backside and gazed at the stars through a haze of dope smoke. But on the other side of the coin, it's also produced a lot of things. It's been very dynamic in many ways.
Yeah.
When we were young, we looked at our parents when they had their silver hair and their white hair and thought, okay, they're the oldies.
Yeah.
And indeed, society tends to think of people when they get, inverted commas, old, that's it. They're finished. Yeah. you either ignore them or you shove them on a heap and just hope they keep quiet. We're not like that. You're not like that.
No, but I remember there's a quote by Natalie Portman, and Natalie Portman is dear friends with Paul McCartney. And Natalie Portman said, why is it that people who grew up in the 60s are still really cool?
And if you really want to know the answer to that, then you're not in the 60s.
And I think that's because when we grew up, we had a feeling that anything was possible.
Yes.
That a 3-minute record could change the world. And we had this great belief in change. And that's why I think we haven't become old before our time.
Yet, according to the government, I'll take you as an example.
Yes.
When this goes to air, you'll be 65.
Yeah.
You are eligible, whether you want it or not, for the pension.
Yes.
You know, you're a senior citizen.
Yes.
You've got no intention of sitting on your backside doing nothing but collecting a pension, have you?
No, I firmly believe in the Jimmy Carter quote, which I think was one of the best things Jimmy Carter ever said, where he said, you only become old when regrets take the place of dreams. And I think that is true. I think if you have a dream and if you have something to get up for in the morning, you'll keep going.
Right.
I think the moment you don't have anything to get up for in the morning, that's right.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in trouble. The world has changed a lot in the period that you've been on it. I mean, I guess you could pick any period of 70 years over the last few hundred years and see change, but it has changed dramatically.
Oh, yes.
What would be, if I was to say to you, which I am going to be, say to you, what's the biggest change that you've seen that's had an impact upon you? What would that be?
The internet.
Internet. Yeah. Why is that such a big deal?
Well, I remember when, the few days I did go to school, if I wanted to research something for homework, which I rarely did, I might have to go down the library, I'd have to get out a book on one subject, and then if I was, I'd have to get a book and try and find another book on a different subject. Now, at this point in time, we have all the knowledge in the world at our fingertips, and yet the irony is the ignorance level has never been higher.
Isn't that true? Isn't that true? It's kind of like a bit like Pandora's box. We've opened up this box of digital delights with all this information, and what the heck are we doing with it?
I don't know. People must sit there and either watch porn or play video games. I don't know. But they're certainly not looking up information. And you know, when you have people saying, you know, when Paul McCartney appeared with Kanye West on that last record of his, and Kanye West fans are writing and saying, this Paul McCartney has a big career ahead of him.
Yes.
And other people saying, who is Paul McCartney? You know, and I say, go screw yourself. Yeah, what an idiot. Now, you know, when I was growing up, you see, that's what I think a lot of young people now don't have any respect or, you know, not even respect, not any interest in the past. When I grew up, it was important to me what had gone before. When the Beatles, when I read it, I loved the Beatles so much, and John Lennon was always very gracious in naming the people who'd influenced them. And when I learned that they loved Chuck Berry, they loved the Shirelles, they loved the Crystals, they loved all of these groups, I went and researched those people.
Yes.
And then I went, wow, I understand why they love them.
Yes. And if you dig deep enough, you suddenly find who influenced them.
Of course.
And you go back and you go, wow, all over again.
That was very fascinating to me, but that's not fascinating to young people anymore.
No.
And I remember P.F. Sloan, who became a dear pal of mine, he said he thinks it started to fade when we no longer had the big albums. Now we have the CDs and everything's in small print.
Yes.
And he said, you know, when you had an album, it was like your badge of courage. You'd walk down the street and you'd show it off.
Yes.
And he said it was important to us to read the credits, read the lyrics, to read who produced that track, who played on it, where was it recorded, who mixed it. He said these things were so important to us. He said that our kids don't give a damn.
No. And in fact, sometimes you've even got to struggle to find that, even if you can read the small print on the, they don't put it on half the time anymore. And you've tuned into Listen to Older Voices, Turning Back Time. Do you have any children?
Yes, one son.
How old is he, roughly?
He's 24.
24, okay. Has he got any children yet?
No.
No, okay. Assuming that one day he does have a child, so then we're talking about the theoretical grandchild.
Yeah.
If you had a theoretical grandchild, would you be concerned for where the world's going in the future? When you look at the issues with ecology and the rate of change and things, or do you think that things are actually doing okay?
Oh, I think I'm very pleased that I have lived in the time I have lived. Sometimes, you know, you get the young women say, "I bet you wish you were still young," and I go, "No, actually, I don't." I have lived through the greatest era of music, and I think maybe movies and a lot of things. And I'm actually pleased I'm going to be dying when I'm dying, because I think I've seen the best of the world.
Do you know, when I was younger, I actually remember talking about things that are indelibly printed on your head. I don't remember the circumstance, but it was an older man, and he said, "I'm actually looking forward to dying."
Yeah.
He said, and I said to him, "Why? What do you mean by that?" He said, "Because this is no longer my world."
No.
And I couldn't understand it then. I do now.
Yes.
The pace of change gets so great sometimes.
Yes, and the internet, you see, with every positive thing is a negative. And the internet has been incredible in that it's brought the whole world to our fingertips. Now you can, you know, I mean, the old days, a lot of these great acts, we're talking about these opposite acts, like the, you know, you name a million of them, the Dragon and people like that, Cold Chisel had great songs. They never became internationally famous because Australia was a long way away from the rest of the world. The internet has now brought us to the world.
Yes.
And, you know, people in America know who we're listening to, and that because everything is, you know, shared. But the negative thing of the internet is I think it's made us isolated amongst ourselves.
And if not, a little bit lazy too in some ways, because, as you said, you had to go out and you would read things and you would talk to people. And that isolation also tends to make people a bit more lazy because they don't have a spark of curiosity.
No.
It's all thrown up in front of them in their face. They have no filters.
No, it's just... I think the other conversation is dying because people are not used to communicating one-to-one. They're used to communicating in a text or in an email.
Indeed.
So, you know, it's... I think it's the only, I think it's breeding loneliness, and it's killing human inaction.
Talking about killing human inaction, do you have a position on the environment?
Oh, well, I just think, you know, I'm a person who believes my favourite politician in history is Abraham Lincoln, and Lincoln was such a genius. But what he had was the power to be able to communicate to you in simple common sense. And when he could reduce a complex situation to just pure common sense, you go, yes, of course, that's it. And so I just try to look at things with common sense. And, you know, my view on the environment is we only have one world, so why not look after it? I mean, how stupid do you have to be to pollute the ocean, which we live off with, you know, fish and... How stupid would you be to have to do something like that?
And
that's
doing
what
it.
We do.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
Yeah.
Because I think the attitude is live today, die tomorrow, and if we can make $500 million out of screwing up the ocean, we're going to be dead before it comes back to...
Yeah, not our problem.
Yeah.
Frank, if you had some young people in here now who are just starting their lives, you know, they're you know, 15, 16 years of age, what advice would you give them to be able to sort of maximise their life to get something out of this world? What would you say to them?
I say read. Read, because I think the secret to understanding life is to realise that even writers of 200 years ago, 500 years ago, we're all going through the same problems. And, you know, you're not unique in that you get a problem that hits you and you suddenly want to commit suicide because you're not used to pressure. I think it's comforting to know that other people have lived through it and gone through it and risen above it.
Frank, I think that's a brilliant place for us to finish. Can I thank you very much for being on Listen to Older Voices?
My pleasure, mate. It's been a pleasure.
We finish this interview with a melody of tunes from Frank's latest work, Dream Lover, a Bobby Darin musical, featuring the voice of David Campbell playing the role of Bobby Darin. Listen to Older Voices is produced by Rob Greaves at the Melbourne Community Support Program on behalf of Wesley Mission Victoria. The program is supported by financial assistance from the Commonwealth Government through the Commonwealth Home Support Program and is brought to you through the Turak Times.